Though Ray Rice has been removed from professional football, perhaps for good, his case has stirred anger among those concerned that professional athletes are given vast leeway to act illegally with impunity. Over the weekend, however, the New York Times unveiled a disturbing and ongoing pattern in Tallahassee, the home of Florida State University, suggesting that unchecked conduct may extend to the college ranks as well, and with police support to boot. The Times reported that over an extended period, local police have backed away from pursuing allegations of wrongdoing against Seminole football players. The list of potential but ultimately ignored crimes that was documented by the Times, including motor vehicle theft, criminal mischief, and domestic violence. Indeed, the rather lengthy piece begins with a story of a 911 call from last January, in which a caller reported that a man was punching a woman attempting to leave an apartment with a baby in tow. By the time police arrived, the Times reported, the couple was back in the apartment. The woman acknowledged that an argument had taken place, but said nothing physical happened. The Times reported that Tallahassee police did none of the things that officers responding to a domestic violence call are supposed to do, including take statements and forward their report to a local domestic abuse crisis center. Instead, they passed their brief report on to a sergeant, who filed the complaint as unfounded. The Times story strongly suggested that the inaction on the case took place largely because the unidentified man involved plays football at Florida State and because the sergeant is a Seminole fan. In another case, Bobo Wilson, an FSU wide receiver, was stopped by Tallahassee police in June while riding a stolen motor scooter. Wilson said he borrowed the scooter from a student, but could not give the student's last name. The Times observed that the investigating officer noted in a report that Wilson was a Seminole player, and wrote that Wilson was not arrested because he cooperated, showed no signs of guilt, and provided, quote, a plausible story that needs to be investigated, unquote. According to the Times story, the officer met the scooter's owner in a parking lot at night and questioned if the owner was, quote, mentally stable, unquote, or had forgotten that he lent Wilson the scooter. The officer told the scooter owner that he had not arrested Wilson because he is a football player and that he didn't want to ruin Wilson's record if there was a possibility that he didn't do it. And of course, Tallahassee police officials are already facing scrutiny over their handling of rape allegations against quarterback Jameis Winston made last year. The accuser's attorney has complained that area officials seem more interested in protecting Winston's reputation than investigating a potential crime. Winston went on to win the Heisman Trophy and to lead Florida State to a national championship. In fairness, the scene portrayed by the Times is hardly unique to Tallahassee or to FSU. And that notion alone should send a chill through the ranks of caring sports fans all over the country. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@wypr.org. And follow me on Twitter at sportsatlarge. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Mary Rose Madden, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games.